FM 90.3 WJTL. Going back to 1991, Michael English, Mary, Did You Know? Third Day Praise Song, Michael W. Smith, Place in This World. Good morning, it's 7:04. It's Throwback Thursday to the 90s. Annie and Fred with you.
Hey, good morning. We're really enjoying the 90s day here with you. Thanks for tuning in. It's winning Throwback Thursday as well. We love to give things away. Listen for opportunities all day to win pairs of tickets to see Switchfoots. This is our Christmas tour. They're coming to Santander Performing Arts Center next Tuesday, the 6th of December. You can see concert details available at santander-arena.com. And Switchfoot is so wonderful to see live. So keep listening for your chance to win. And or just go look up tickets and go.
We were thinking of giving away tickets to one of their concerts in the 90s, but our throwback machine to send people back in time is not working. So this morning, our very special guest from Square Halo Books, our dear friend Leslie Bustard, is here. Good morning, Leslie.
Good morning.
So great to have you here. Anybody you want to say hi to?
Well, always my family. I would love to say hi to them, but also to Alan and Diana Bauer, who are our partners at Square Halo Books.
And before we talk about Square Halo and the conference and the books, you were listening to WJTL in the 90s. What were some of your favorite artists?
Oh,
what do you remember?
Always Charlie Peacock, if you knew us.
Yes.
We just love Charlie Peacock. That was when Amy Grant's Baby Baby came out, and that was pretty fun. I love that. Switchfoot.
Yeah.
Just love them also.
Very
and
cool.
Sarah Mason.
Yeah.
I loved Sarah. I still love Sarah Mason. But I really
And you were having kids in the 90s and now they're
children,
all grown up.
Now they're in their 20s.
Crazy. And
so
they're all over the place.
They are. Yeah. Mostly, well, Ellie is here.
Yeah.
I'm working at the Fulton. And then my two older daughters are in New York City. One's teaching at a Christian school and another is working at Christie's.
That's amazing.
So it's a really lovely thing.
Well, we always love having you or Ned here. So
thank you.
It's great. Tell us about Square Halo Books and you're celebrating a big 25 years.
We are. Square Halo Books has been around this year. This coming year, we'll be celebrating 25 years of publishing books.
Amazing.
And it's
congratulations.
Wonderful. I know. Yeah. It's really cool. And we're, I like to say we're small because in a way we are, because we're not like, say, Crossway or Erdman's.
Right.
But we've published about 40 plus books. So in one way,
it's great.
We're doing so much more than we expected. But we started like quick, just that our partners, Alan and Diana, Alan had written a book because he's a pastor. He was a pastor and a professor. And he had written a book about Revelation, kind of like a study guide. And he wasn't able to get it published. And his wife said, well, why don't we publish it? And not just as like self-publishing. Let's like do a little publishing company. And maybe we'll find other people who don't get published because they don't have like, well, at the time you didn't use the word platform 25 years ago, but they didn't have
a platform.
And my husband was like, no, that's crazy. Why would we do that? And eventually Ned was like, okay, as long as I get to be creative director. And so we published his book called The End, A Reader's Guide to the Book of Revelation. And then Ned came up with an idea called It Was Good, Making Art to the Glory of God, which is a book of essays about making art.
Yeah.
Like, not that Christians can be artists, because he had kind of worked through that type of thing. But what does it mean to be formed as a Christian and an artist? What
right.
forms you?
Yeah.
And so it was a book of essays by a lot of different writers and artists and thinkers. And that kind of got us started. And for a while, we did a lot of art books.
And you
books.
Have a lot of art books.
We
That's
do.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Whether about, like, our one of our most recent books is called Naming the Animals, which is like a primer of this is how you should think about, these are ways to think biblically, especially rooted in Genesis, about being creative.
Yeah.
So it's not just for like the capital A artist, but for anybody.
For
to
all
think
people.
About being creative.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's a really cool book. But we've also recently, in the past couple of years, published a trilogy of memoir called the Place Trilogy. We've just published an Advent book.
Which we're going to give away later on.
By Daniel Spanger, who he now is the principal at Veritas Academy. He used to teach at LBC. I published a book that is about children's literature.
Congratulations.
Yay.
Yeah, and I think I was on here a while ago. And that was really good. That was also a book of essays. And several local people have written in it for it.
Which is very cool.
Yes, and it makes me so grateful. And also other writers, like from around the world. So it's a very diverse book. So there's just such a rich it's just been a gift from God. It's hard to like say like in a quickly to say what a gift from God it's sure. been for us to get to do this. Like there are places where we didn't understand how to market. Marketing has changed in 25 years.
Sure has.
So really people found out about us through word of mouth, but we still ended up selling out different books, having to do reprints. When people, we have heard stories from artists who have said, my faith was saved because you showed me that I could be an artist and take my artwork seriously and even be curious and expand what it meant to be an artist. Because sometimes it's easy for church people to say art should be very explicitly say about Jesus instead mm-hmm. of seeing that all of life is sacred, that God is king over everything. Mm-hmm. So there's so much we can explore. And we've heard other people say, I read this book in college and it, again, helped me figure out what I wanted to do. And a couple of those men are good friends of Ned's now. He got to know them recently.
Cool.
And they're amazing artists doing amazing things and winning awards. But they had read a Scorhalo book, and it got them going.
Wow.
If people
want to
see
really
your
good.
List of books and all that you have available, mm-hmm. they can visit you online.
Exactly, scorehalobooks.com.
And we're going to talk more about the conference, but just give us the brief details. When is it?
Our conference that we're having is February 17th and 18th, 2023.
Okay. We'll talk more about that on the way. We have more throwback to the 90s on the way, too. Rich Mullins and Stephen Curtis Chapman on the way.